This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. If you missed out on National Ice Cream Day yesterday, you still have the rest of the month to celebrate. July is National Ice Cream Month, and today we're going to be hearing from Joyce Vickery with the St. Louis Dairy Council. As it turns out, National Ice Cream Month was declared by President Reagan in 1984.
National Ice Cream Month actually got its start in 1984. Ronald Reagan was the president, and he declared July as National Ice Cream Month, and of course the third Sunday in July is National Ice Cream Day, and that was just yesterday, July the 17th. But I think he had it all right. He said that ice cream was the perfect dessert, and he called for all Americans to observe this event with appropriate ceremonies and activities.
Although ice cream is commonly considered unhealthy, Joyce says that's not the case. The good news is that we can still eat ice cream and have a healthy diet.
All food can really fit into a balanced diet, and enjoying the food you eat is a very important part of eating as well. And, of course, since ice cream is made from milk, it has some nutrition advantages that some other desserts do not have, because ice cream will contain calcium, protein, and phosphorus. The other thing we need to remember is probably our serving size. A half a cup is usually the amount of ice cream that's considered to be the recommended serving size. So that's about the size of a tennis ball or a scoop of ice cream. So the other thing I wanted to mention is that there are some labeling changes that are coming up for next year. And so instead of listing maybe the serving size for ice cream as a half a cup, instead they're going to list it as a cup, because that's probably closer to the real serving size that many people do enjoy. But again, it all comes down to moderation with the foods. And again, just remember, all foods can fit into a healthy diet, including ice cream.
Even though milk is the primary ingredient in ice cream, it contains some other important items as well, and most of them are the reason we need portion control. According to Joyce, there's even a law that determines the quantity of milk fat found in the food.
The primary ingredient is milk or cream, and by law, ice cream must contain at least 10% milk fat, and some of the premium brands of ice cream that are out there actually do contain even more than that. The amount of fat will just improve the texture and the mouthfeel, and it just really does make the ice cream taste delicious. So along with that, of course, there are things like sugars and flavorings. They do add stabilizers and emulsifiers, and these both help the texture of the ice cream and help to prevent or slow down the melting of the ice cream.
Joyce Vickery, nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council. And with all of the milk that goes into ice cream, I thought it'd be a nice time to remember that dairy cows, on average, produce 6 to 7 gallons of milk per day. Coming up next, we'll have some news about the butter cow at the Illinois State Fair and a national ag news update after these messages. Well, the Illinois State Fair would not be the same without the iconic butter cow, and now fairgoers can rest assured that the classic dairy bovine will return in 2016. Organizers of the Illinois State Fair and the Midwest Dairy Association are pleased to announce that Sarah Pratt of Des Moines, Iowa, will bring her talents to Springfield for the Illinois State Fair. Pratt is known for her work at the Iowa State Fair, where she's been contracted to work since 2006. According to Marla Behrens, industry relations manager for the Midwest Dairy Association and manager of the State Fair's Dairy Building, Pratt's work is highly praised. She sculpted not only cows, but likenesses of Abraham Lincoln, Olympic gymnast Shawn Johnson, and a Monopoly game, among other icons. According to the Illinois Director of Agriculture, Raymond Poe, the butter cow has been a landmark at the Illinois State Fair for more than 90 years. It's the signature piece of the dairy building and one of the most photographed images on the state fairgrounds during the fair. Poe said the department is extremely proud of their partnership with the Midwest Dairy Association, and it allows them to keep the long-standing tradition alive at the Illinois State Fair. An official unveiling of the 2016 Butter Cow is planned for Thursday, August 11th at 3 p.m. in the Dairy Building. And the 2016 Illinois State Fair runs from August 11th through the 21st in Springfield. Taking a look at national ag news, Bayer's new proposal in a bid to take over Monsanto is worth about $65 billion, or $125 per share. The new bid represents a $3 per share increase from an earlier proposal Monsanto rejected as too low. Monsanto said its board would review the new offer, but investor reaction to the news indicated the market is skeptical the increase will be sufficient to seal the deal, according to the Wall Street Journal. Bayer offered to buy Monsanto in May for $62 billion. A deal would reshape Bayer, making agriculture roughly half of its overall sales, which has rattled some investors who view the company as more of a healthcare player than a producer of crop seeds. Bayer said it made the new offer after it received additional information in private discussions with Monsanto. Bayer also offered a $1.5 billion reverse breakup fee should a deal be blocked on antitrust grounds. However, at the same time, Monsanto is exploring other options that include a reported merger with BASF. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.